Good morning, this is Tegan and Indy with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, long-term volunteer Ken Moala has become the first Pacific Islander appointed chaplain of a major Australian hospital. Moala has been visiting the Gold Coast University Hospital for 7 years, volunteering his time to vulnerable and lonely patients. His spirituality became very important to him after getting involved with various human rights groups, particularly those working with LGBTIQ communities and homeless people across the Pacific. Moala states his theology is to, quote, reach out to the community and ensure that we are imparting those very special values of compassion and love and caring.
The Queensland Government has ordered a review of the income limits that apply to social housing residents, with the thresholds unchanged since the mid-2000s. The income limit for a single person is capped at $609 per week, while a couple with two children must earn less than $999 to be eligible. The Housing Department has confirmed 469 applications for social housing were cancelled and 651 were not approved last financial year because the household's income exceeded these thresholds. Housing Minister Megan Scanlon says the review will ensure social housing eligibility is responsive to the changing needs of Queenslanders.
In national news, Swimming Australia has arranged a special meeting to address complaints raised by World Aquatics threatening expulsion. The meeting will be held on October 20th after a stern letter from World Aquatics was received stating, quote, there appears to be a void in the role of athletes in decision-making. Swimming Australia's president, Michelle Galen, says the changes will bring stability to how the sport is governed.
A warning to listeners that the following story may be distressing to some and discretion is advised. New South Wales police have launched an internal investigation following an incident in which an officer handcuffed an 18-year-old Indigenous man who was having seizures. The teenager was arrested in Taree after allegedly possessing stolen goods and collapsed to the ground during the arrest having a seizure before being handcuffed. He was then dragged to his feet and escorted down the street before the officer performed a leg sweep, knocking him violently to the ground. The teenager spoke to his aunt from jail on Thursday and told her that he thought he was dying in the cell the following night. His aunt has also stated that no ambulance was called despite his seizures.
In international news, a light plane crashes into a four-lane road near Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, killing 8 people on board and 2 motorists on the ground. Civil Aviation Authority Chief Nurazmin Mahmud says there is no Mayday call before the crash and an investigation will be made by the Air Accident Investigation Bureau. Transport Minister Anthony Loke adds the plane has been cleared to land but veers to the right of the landing flight path before crashing. The main mission for investigators now will be finding the plane's black box for further information.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 23 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is high and the UV index is predicted to reach 6, which is in the high band. That's all for your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zz.org.au to read more.
Now that I am dead,